Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The microchip giant NVIDIA has seen its shares rise strongly after posting record-high quarterly revenues of $57 billion. That's up 62% from the same quarter a year ago. From New York, here's Michelle Fleury.
Big names like Amazon, Meta and Microsoft plan to spend heavily on its AI chips next year, driving revenue to $57 billion, up 62% from a year ago, with the company projecting $65 billion in sales over the next 3 months. The figures come as investors question whether the huge sums of money being poured into artificial intelligence will ever really pay off. Despite growing doubts over the AI boom, NVIDIA continues to stand out and looks set to do so as long as the AI infrastructure keeps being built.
Italy's top appeals court has ruled that a former Ukrainian military officer should be extradited to Berlin to face charges of blowing up Russia's Nord Stream gas pipelines to Germany. Serhiy Kuznetsov was arrested in Italy in August. His lawyer says at the time of the explosions in 2022, his client was a serving soldier. He says he's disappointed by the ruling. President Donald Trump has said he would work to help end the war in Sudan, following a request from the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Sudan's military government has responded positively, though there's been no word so far from the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. David Bamford reports.
Donald Trump, speaking to a crowd at the US-Saudi Investment Forum, said that getting involved in Sudan had not been on his agenda until the visiting Saudi Crown Prince appealed for his help. Mr. Trump said he saw the conflict as just something that was crazy and out of control. But he said he'll work with the Saudis, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates on a peace plan. Sudan's military government responded immediately. It said it was willing to cooperate with the US and Saudi Arabia.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 25 people have been killed in a new wave of Israeli strikes. A spokesman for the civil defence told the BBC that 5 people, including a woman and a child, were killed when the Ministry of Religious Endowments building in Gaza City was hit. John Donison reports now from Jerusalem.
Israel says it was targeting terrorists and also terrorist infrastructure. There have been strikes all throughout the 6 weeks since the ceasefire on a daily basis, and Israel sometimes says that it was Palestinians who were entering into areas where they are not meant to go, into zones that Israel has designated as under their control. But this appears to be on a greater scale than that.
This is the World News from the BBC. Australia has confirmed it's dropping its bid to host next year's International Climate Conference, opening the way for Turkey to hold the COP31 event. The 2-week gathering will take place in the Mediterranean resort of Antalya in November. In an unusual compromise arrangement, Australia will still lead climate negotiations among governments. Chris Bowen is the Australian Minister for Climate Change.
As COP President of Negotiations, I would have all the powers of the COP Presidency to manage, to handle negotiations, to appoint co-facilitators, to prepare draft text, to issue the cover decision. Obviously, it's tradition that the COP president is the host and handles the venues and the operation of the COP.
Turkey and Australia have been in a protracted struggle over next year's conference venue. Colombia's defence minister has said the military will continue to bomb rebel guerrilla positions despite at least a dozen children recently being killed in these attacks. Opposition politicians argue that the children were forcibly recruited to fight and have asked the government to suspend its campaign. But Pedro Sanchez insisted the armed forces were acting within the law. The technology firm Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook and Threads, says it's shutting down younger Australian teenagers' accounts ahead of the country's social media ban for under-16s. It said it's begun notifying users it believes to be aged between 13 and 15 that it will begin deactivating their accounts from the 4th of December. The ban takes effect 6 days later. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said it was designed to let kids be kids. The Moroccan defender Achraf Hakimi has been named African Footballer of the Year. The Paris Saint-Germain player is the first defender to win the annual prize since 1973. Hakimi finished ahead of the Egyptian striker Mo Salah. That's the latest BBC News.